Liberty Insurance is hosting the Women in Sport, the next chapter event in Croke Park today. It's going to look at the key challenges facing women's sport and female athletes. Two of those speaking at the event today are Wexford Camogie player and All-Star Mags Darcy and former Ireland rugby captain Fiona Coughlin. Mags, I might just start with you first. This figure that more men are watching women's sporting events than women are watching it, does that surprise you? Do you think you need more support from women in relation to sporting events?
Yeah, absolutely. Like that's never turn down, I suppose, any form of audience viewership. But at the same time, it just from the stats that have been presented by Liberty, it shows that it's quite interesting to have that level of statistic, and also to see that maybe men are just a little bit more aware and informed about different types of sports in general.
Yeah, I suppose, Fiona, you could argue this is a legacy of the fact that women, when it comes to sport, have been neglected for decades. So it's probably no surprise, given that neglect, that maybe women are less interested in sport than men and are watching less of it. And until you actually get huge participation from women, which we're starting to get, that's not going to change.
Yeah, I think it links back to the exposure around women's sport. You know, obviously, there's been sport there for a number of years, but it hasn't had the exposure. I think the standard of all women's sport has risen over the last couple of years, and as that it's something to watch now. And I think the fact that you see it on TV, you have it in the papers, you have sponsors coming into women's sport, I think we're going to see gradual increases. You know, obviously we're not there yet, it's improved, but there's still a lot more to do.
Yeah, Mags, I was at the All-Ireland football final in Croke Park, the Dublin Mayo final. I was there with my little girl, and actually the girls' GAA team that were involved in, they were all there. There was a real sense that day that something had changed, because I think it was the biggest crowd watching a women's event anywhere in the world. It was 45,000 or something people there in Croke Park. There was a sense that women's sport had kind of come of age that day. Do you think, is that being overly optimistic, or would
no,
you, would
I
you
think,
share?
I think you've hit the nail on the head, and I was there in the stadium myself, and there was a sense of something's happening here. Like, you have to remember that.
A cracking game as well.
Absolutely incredible game. But like, ladies football especially has come such a long way. Like, I know I'm going back in the field here a little bit, but you have to remember that women have been oppressed in a sense that, like, in 1930, any woman that was married was told to get back into the house. And it wasn't until 1973 that they were released back into the workforce. And then, believe it or not, the Ladies Football Association was founded in 1974. And 45 years later, you know, we're taking over the world in terms of being benchmarked for attendance and for viewership. So, like, we've come a long way within sport. I think it is taking time. And the title of the conference today is The Next Chapter. And I think this is where the conversation continues.
Yeah, the next chapter is a good point to take up, Fiona, because obviously the women's rugby team, which you were part of, they made huge strides as well in terms of public consciousness. How do we go to the next step? And we've got women's sport on television. You know, young girls like my own daughter are reading their programs. They have their role models now. How do you take that to the next step?
I think it's increasing the narrative around it. You know, obviously women need those opportunities. So you look at the likes of Joy Neville now refereeing in the men's game because she's given the opportunity. Joanne Cantwell now leading the way in RTE. With getting the Sunday game. I think it's about the opportunities and the narrative around. People want to know about these people, so it's putting them out there and giving them the exposure. And I think the more times we see it on TV, on the radio, in the papers, the more people engage. If girls have opportunities in every sport, it's not just the team sports, it's just throw it out there, let them have a go at everything. I think we'll see more people involved. And I think once we get more people involved, the standard rises, more people have an interest in it, and there's that whole FOMO, they want to be involved and get out and see it.
Yeah, just finally, Mags, young women, when I was at school, there was the Gaelic football team for the school. There was no girls team. The girls came and supported the lads when they were playing. That has changed now. And you do see girls, young women playing sport. Are enough of them staying in it? Is that also part of the challenge, to make sure that they, into their 20s and so on, that they continue to play?
I think the most important thing that you've hit there is on, you know, that young girls are now being given a platform. So there is now a women's team involved within a schools. And that comes from the director, from the head down. So there's a subconscious thinking from headquarters that we are now putting the same level of resources and efforts and funding into grassroots development of coaching for girls in sport. And that's really fundamental to bring them on, bring their skill level and competencies on to a level that they feel that, you know, I want to be the best I can be in my sport as well, and have the same exposure as my brother. So like for me, it was when I was younger, I know for sure that I played with, I only realised that I was different maybe when I hit about 10 or 11, when I tried to maybe emulate Ryan Giggs' semi-final replay goal in the FA Cup in 1999 when I went to take my shirt off. This doesn't sound so too right, and I was out playing with the boys, you know. So there does come a level where you do get streamed off, and a lot of young girls would have played with the underage boys team in the GA, for instance, anyway. And maybe it's similar in rugby as well, Fiona. And it kind of gets to a level there where you're streamlined and you feel a little bit different. And this is where I think we need to kick in and say, no, you aren't different. We're giving you the same level of exposure. We are going to have joint fixtures. We are going to have joint up thinking. We are going to have joint resources. And we are going to have a joint level of overall being collaborative. And, you know, I've seen parents, especially young fathers, say to their, you know, they do see a difference when kids hit that 10, 11, 12 between the boys and the girls, that something different is happening. But we're definitely getting there.
I think it's up to parents. Very positive. I think it's up to parents as well to treat their daughter's sport just as seriously as they teach take their son's sports.
You literally become a byproduct of your own environment. If that's the thinking within the household, you know, that you're really giving, you're setting your daughter up for a positive lifestyle.
Fiona, we're just out of time. Are you more positive now than a year ago, than 2 years ago, about the future of women's sport in Ireland?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think these results that Liberty Insurance show today, that I think there's been a positive movement in the direction of people watching the game. You know, we see there's more men involved, so we just need to get the numbers up across the board. But it's definitely a positive shift. And I think, again, that narrative and the people engaged in the sport, the numbers are increasing. And I think that's really, really important. And I'm teaching in schools and I do see a fall off at that 12, 13 age. But again, I do see more engaged in general. So I think that's a positive.
Okay, Mags Darcy and Fiona Coughlin, thanks to both of you for joining us. Let's hope 2018 proves to be as brilliant a year for women's sport in Ireland as 2017 was. Thanks indeed.